you guys a pre-approved finance offer for some equipment financing.
Hello?
Hey, is this Diana?
Yes.
Hey, Diana, it's Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I got everything that you faxed over, and I took a look through everything and have a little feedback for you.
Okay.
Definitely looks like I'm going to be able to have something for you. Couple questions. Just I want to be like really thorough on this for you, just so I know that, you know, whatever I get is going to make sense for you.
Okay.
So, you know, you look really good. I mean, you have some solid cash flow. Obviously, I see that there have been some issues kind of in the past couple months with having some negative ending balances a few days in the month, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Now, what usually causes that for you?
Like when my draft doesn't go through or it comes in late. Because the finance, because I have stuff coming in through the finance company almost on a daily basis. If you look on the account,
yeah,
it comes in from like, it says like DNCR. That's from my finance company. If the wires happen to come in later than usual and it's just, it's unexpected, you know,
okay.
I tell the bank, hey, you know, it's running a little bit late and it's like a day behind. So, but it covers it the next day.
Sure.
As you can see.
Yeah, it's always just like one little dip.
One day.
And it's right back up. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, all right. So I got some understanding. That definitely makes sense why having a cash cushion is going to help you. Just because, I mean, I want to give you some feedback going forward, not just with me, but with any financing that you're going to do. A big factor in it is your ending balances, your daily ending balances. You have a good daily average balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always bounces right back, but having a few negatives will definitely limit the options that are out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing that we can't work with. Now, okay, so I also took a look at both of the current loans that you have and have a really good idea of what you're working with. Now, I also see that you had was it a working capital loan that you did with them?
Yeah, that was a while back. That was a couple years ago. I have a balance with them as well, but then I'm consolidating a weekly term with them that is still working right now. So I had it put it to a stop for now, just so that I could work with a comfortable weekly term with them.
Okay, so let me understand it. You had a working capital loan with them. You had a balance that you're making payments on, and then you had to put a stop on it and are now set up on weekly payments?
Right. But I have to come up with, like, you know, a comfortable weekly, you know, so where it accommodates, you know, both paying it and then with the business as well.
Yeah, okay. So is that you kind of had to negotiate kind of like a
negotiate
structure.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And I know that it's kind of tough, like, and that's why I wanted to bring it really up front, because I wanted to know if that's going to be something that is going to affect it. And, you know, like, I don't really want to go through the whole process, because I know how much it would take to have to go through the whole process. But
absolutely.
Right off the bat, if it's something that you guys can't work with, then, you know, I don't want to waste anybody's time, you know?
No, I feel you on that. Now, do you know what your balance is with them?
It's 131.
131, okay. Okay. And then, okay, so it's 131, and you have... I'm sorry, do you know off the top of your head what that weekly payment is?
It would work out to about $400 a week for $452, I think.
Okay. All right. And when did you switch over to the weekly payment?
It's only been a month. It's only been since, like, September.
Okay, all right, that makes sense, because I'm looking at the statements I have up through August, and that was, okay.
It was since September.
Okay, so in September, we went to the weekly on that.
And then on September 6th, I had to change my bank account because I had a fraud done. Like, there was a fraud in my bank account of $10,000. So I had to close the account and then open up a new account September 6th. But I have bank letters and stuff like that for that as well.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's good information because that I'll have to work with that too. So September 6th, we went for to an, is it still with Pacific Western Bank?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes it easier.
Yeah, because I've been with that bank for years, so I didn't change banks. I just changed the account. I had to come into the bank and then go through this whole affidavit, like write out 10 affidavits for 10 checks that were made that was a fraud done into my account. So I had to go through the whole process of doing that.
Okay, so was the previous bank account that the fraud was on, is that completely closed out now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then it's not going to be a problem with that. As long as that one's closed out and the fact that you went to the same bank, it's going to make it a pretty easy transfer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, let me see. Okay, so as far as... Okay, I kind of want to go over like the other two existing loans with you right now just to kind of give you some feedback and see kind of... you know, what you're thinking on them. So, first of all, the Biz to Credit, that's the one with the $150 a day payment. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a horrible loan, to be honest with you, for kind of the industry and knowing the situation that you're in. The rate factor that you got on that, it's a 1.26. Did they go over that with you at all?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, perfect. Sometimes these companies don't even bother touching that. They just give you the totals and let you figure it out yourself. All right, so that one, it's a 1.26. It looks like it's over about 6 months.
Mm-hmm, I would
say that's a pretty decent loan. I mean, it's not horrible. Now, the Credibly loan, I have a slightly different view on. Now, that one... that's the $327 a day payment. With that one, it looks like your rate factor was about a 1.48. Did they give you that one?
Yes.
Okay, and that one, it was actually over, it looks like a shorter period, so 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that the Credibly, is that your is that the third position or is the second position for you?
It was second.
Second.
It was where it's like, it didn't pay off anything or anything like that. It was just second.
Yeah. That was kind of done just because you needed cash in the account, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I understand. Okay. Yeah, completely understand. A lot of times, you know, that's just a necessity to do at that time. I would say that is a tough loan for you to have right now, just because you're talking about something like it's almost 100% APR. It's just really expensive money for you. So, I mean, seeing that, I want to get you out of that and get you, like, but with those, the issue with that, the Biz to Credit, it's not a horrible loan, but we might have to lump it together with the Credibly, because if I get you a payoff loan, the requirement will be to probably pay both of them off. They usually don't give us an option to pay one or the other, but that Credibly one.
I was going to ask you that, because, I mean, 150 is not bad.
Yeah.
Day, you know?
Yeah,
and it's comfortable. I'm comfortable with that, but
yeah,
100%. I mean,
yeah, no.
If with your advice, I mean, let's see how we could be able to work it out.
Yeah.
Even if you guys are able to even process it, because even at this point, I don't even know if you guys are able to do anything at all. You know,
it's
kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, right now I'm gathering all of the information I can. I haven't run your credit or anything like that yet, and I'm not going to unless I know that I'm going to have something for you. All right?
Right.
So what I see with these, I mean, the Credibly loan, it's got to go. It's tough on you. The Biz to Credit, it will probably get lumped in with that, but you have the $150 a day payment. That's pretty comfortable with you. So looking at that 150 and the 327 that you're doing, you're up at like, you know, around 480 for like a daily payment with both of those. So if I can get you something that will pay off both of those together, but keep that payment, I think I can get you a payment that's going to be less than that for that total amount. But then I also want to get you some additional cash because
right.
we don't want this problem to continue. You're obviously the
right.
issue. The issue is you don't have enough cash cushion to deal with that delay from your finance company making the deposits. So I want
right.
to get you. I want to get you enough to pay off those two. Keep your payments very similar to it, but then get you additional cash that's going to give you room going forward. Now,
right.
with the on-deck balance right now, that is going to be something that I'm going to have to work around.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would help. That would help.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly
that
sure.
That even if it was blinded, you know, that would help because I want to be able to just kind of like work that out on my own with them, you know, and work something out with them on my own, you know.
Okay.
Because it's not something that I want to let go, you know. I just want to be able to work something out with them where it's comfortable, where as soon as the business gets going up and there's cash flow in there, I'll be able to jump right back into it, you know.
Sure.
Because I'm just not that way. I'm not that way to just let anything go and then have it affect me in the long run.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. I won't let you do anything that's going to leave you in a bad standing moving away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that I won't. Honestly, like, I want to help you out in a way that, like, even if you don't have to do something through me, I want to give you advice that's going to help you going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a good idea of a few different routes I need to go, but what I need to do, actually, is I'm going to run all of your information by my supervisor and get some feedback of what he thinks the best course is before I pull your credit, okay? I want to make sure that he thinks we're going to have a couple options. I think I'll probably have one of two options. The first is going to be to get you something around probably like a maybe $60,000 loan that would pay off the credibly balance and possibly the biz to credit. I'm going to see if I can keep that one just off to the side because it's not horrible. So if I'm able to do that, you would net something like, or would be able to net something like $40,000 if you want to take that full amount without the biz to credit. If the biz to credit is included in the payoff, then you would be looking at something around like $25,000, which I think still falls into the range of what you're originally looking for, but it's going to get you, it's going to get you out of that bad loan. And honestly, if that's the one that we do where you're going to net about $25,000 and it's going to get you out of the bad loan, I think if we do that, again, I want to find something that's a full solution for you. That is what I see as just a solution for maybe 6 months. But if we do that, the way that it works is once you establish the relationship with us and show that you can make the payments on time, we give you refinancing options after a couple of months. So I think at that time, if we're able to get you a cash cushion, we're able to avoid any negative days, you know, dipping down in the bank account, and we get rid of the bad loans, we're going to have much better options for you, probably similar to what you had with OnDeck when you originally took it, in the sense of the amount.
Right.
But I'd obviously like to get you a whole lot better rate on everything that you're looking at.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So now one more thing that I'm seeing, I think on the bank statements that I have for August, it looks like the last page is not there where it shows kind of like the daily ending balances. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I faxed everything, but if I missed the page, then I could refax it. But I have a meeting that I go into at noon, so I'm not at the office all day today. I mean, I'll be in there this morning until noon, and if I could get that to you right away, then I could relook what I faxed and then send it over to you if I missed anything. But I'll be in the office in about 20 minutes, and then I'll get that over to you.
Okay, yeah, basically it's just the last page where it shows the ending balances for each day for the month of August. And it's, you know, I'm not going to be submitting anything this morning, but if I do get kind of like the green light from my supervisor, I'll go ahead and I'll do it this afternoon. So if you can get it to me this morning, I'm going to need it regardless, but, you know, just to let you know, I'm not rushing anything
here.
Will
you be moving forward with what you have so far, though?
I believe so. If he tells me that with this on deck balance we're going to be able to do it, I can move forward with it.
Okay, will you just kind of just throw me emails to let me know, because I'll be able to check my emails.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll email you before I do anything.
Okay.
Do you know off the top of your head for August if there were maybe a guess on how many days it did dip down in the negative?
If any, if it's just maybe one, I mean, it wasn't any, or if one or none.
Okay, cool. All right, that's fine. As long as it's not 20, we're still in the game here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well then, yeah, if you can fax that last page to me, I'm going to go run all of this through my higher up, and I will email you with any updates before I move forward.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate it, honey.
Absolutely. You have a good day, and I'll email you, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you, honey.
All right. Thanks, Diana.
Okay. Bye-bye.